If the devil's in your heart, let him go, let him go. Cause if you let him in, you'll be the last one to know. If the devil's in your heart, let him go. When I go, when I go, bury me in whiskey. When I go, oh, well, you know there ain't no woman hold a candle up to you. You know there ain't no woman hold a candle up to you. I'll have to use a torch instead. I'm gonna see this through. Now, come on, honey, let me burn for you. When I go,
with both ears and all your lust, thinking about no one, nothing else but me, because I want you all to myself for the throbbing minutes ahead of us. Good. So let's ride together to ecstasy while I tell you about me. Tina. Tantalizing Tina, as some boys call me. Sometimes it's tormenting Tina, or torrid Tina, or tempting Tina. As you can see from my pictures, and I hope you've got those juicy shots spread wide in front of you like I am, wide open. I love opening up for men, men like you. In fact, spreading myself gives me as much of a turn on as I sincerely hope it is for you, darling. It's just that the idea of you looking at my intimate nooks and crannies and getting hot in the pants makes me juice up too, quickly. Oh, hotly and very, very wetly. That's why I'm talking to you like this, like you see me in the pictures. Naked. I started out a minute or two ago in my wild black undies and a slinky figure-hugging skirt. The one I can feel sliding yummily against my bum with every little move. But even they sort of got in the way as I moved around the room, and I didn't want anything to come between you and me. except you. Besides, there's no room to really go to work on my big, bouncy boobs with a bra, even the flimsiest bra in the way. And even though my tits are big, they're super sensitive. And I love to roll my nipples between my fingers until they stand out hard, thrusting and lickable and, oh, so chewable. Of course, I can do it to myself, but I'd prefer to think of you getting your mouth round them, a hot tip at a time, sucking them as hard as you like till they stand up, pointed like little pink mountain peaks. And while you're doing that, I would strip off my soggy panties so that my dripping puss is waiting and ready for you. That's if I'm wearing any. But maybe you'd like to hold back just a minute while I do an erotic little display for you. I've trained myself to be a really sexy dancer just by working myself off in front of my big bedroom mirror. Yes, mirrors are one luxury I've allowed myself. It's so nice watching busy cocks working themselves in and out of me. But like I said, that comes later. For a start, I'd like you to lie back and watch me work myself up to a climax, kneading my tits and then pulling my fanny lips wide, wide apart, so you can see my glistening insides, wet, wet, waiting, wanting to pull you deep inside me. And when I've got my clit boiling, then I walk slowly over to you, swinging my hips and my boobs and giving you the sucking of your life, just like I'm doing at the moment with a guy in my life for tonight. Tomorrow it could be you.
That might be an idea, baby. I don't think I could stand a pace like this for too long. Keep your tongue right there, right in the middle of my knob.
So many girls don't know how much men love having their cock sucked and sucked and sucked. Oh, and it tastes so nice, especially when it grows from being small and soft to rock hard between my lips. So hard that you can nibble it a little, but mainly just move your lips up and down, faster and faster.
Oh,
sometimes I love to have a guy cream over my face and feel it running down my cheeks. Sometimes I just love to swallow all that juice and drink it down as deep as I can. But now, oh, now I want to be shafted, fucked, screwed, poked, banged. And when I say now, I mean now. I'm climbing up on you, baby. Oh, that's right. Fondle my tits and hold my backside open and lower my cunt onto that stalk.
Like that, baby. Come down on it. Oh.
Oh, now enjoy me while I work my cunt up and down on you. And I work my tongue deep in your mouth so I feel you inside me at both ends. How fast do you like it? Faster?
Oh, faster, baby, faster. I want to see those boobs bouncing up and down and up and down.
Oh, oh, it's so deep. It's so big. I can feel my inside splitting. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, let me grip it with my fanny muscles. Oh, now isn't that a nice fight?
No, faster, baby, faster.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can feel my juices trickling down my thighs.
Oh, you'll see some more in a moment, baby. In fact, right now.
Pump it into me, baby. Give me the whole load. Give me all your cum, every drop. And then while you lie back, I'll lick your cock and your balls nice and clean afterwards, I promise. Till you want me all over again. I'm coming. Hold on. No. No. Now.
Thank you. has been Open Minds, Open Minds. Now, you may be wondering, well, what does that mean? It's everything from over there to over here and in between.
Thank you. sound of the ARP synthesizer. It's everywhere you listen. On television and radio, in the classroom, on stage with world-famous performers, in nightclubs, recording studios, film studios, and in the homes of amateur musicians all across the country. No matter what your musical tastes, ARP Instruments, the maker of the world's largest family of synthesizers, has an instrument to fit your style. From the easy-to-play, tab-operated ARP Soloist to the elegant Concert Grand of synthesizers, the ARP 2500. From the musical hobbyist to the most demanding professional, ARP synthesizers meet the needs of every musician seeking to expand his musical horizons. Let's take a listen to some of the music created by ARP synthesizer owners.
Seven o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this Behind the Music with Lynyrd Skynyrd? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door. Open the garage door. Then I open the car doors. And we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition. And then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru. Heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru. Getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru? Here we are in the drive-thru line, me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park, we could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like to hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized, supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say, great, except we're in the drive-thru. So what would I want that for? Then she says, wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald. Then he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she says, Mr. Please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, next window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio. Turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Well, then I looked at her, and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $5.82. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only. We don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really? Well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kinda strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your stinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long I had a little pile, of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes, and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh yeah, that's right, I just finished out there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight. And then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally driving away, and the food is driving me mad with its intoxicating bouquet. I'm starving to death by the time we pull up at the traffic light. I say, baby, give me that burger, I just gotta have a bite. So she reaches in the bag and pulls out the burger, and she hands me the burger, and I pick up the burger, and then I unwrap.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Sarah gives food where the changes move. Spring is here, reproductive plant. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing along and likes to shoot his gun, but you don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone. We can have some fun. Nature. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing along and likes to shoot his gun. You don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to love someone. Syracuse for food, where the changes move. Spring is here, reproductive plant. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing at home and likes to shoot his gun. Don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone. We can have some hope. Nature is a hope. Bruises on fruit. Tender age in bloom. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs. Likes to sing his own, yeah. Likes to shoot his gun. Don't know what it means, yeah. Don't know what it means to love someone.
What you doing?
Hey, chicken. I'm just listening to this hot new radio station out of the Mission.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called Radio Valencia.
Cool. Well, how are we listening to this?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
The internet?
The internet!
You can listen to radio stations on the internet?
You can listen to radio stations on the radio or on the internet.
Wow, how do we listen to it on the radio...
On the radio dial?
Yeah.
It's 87.7 on your FM dial.
And
or RadioValencia.fm on your internet dial.
Wow, do you like the Ramones?
I love the Ramones, chicken, because you told me to.
disappear. Cause it's a blank space to with all our fears. To make a move could be devastation. To take a chance is the way to face them. Making a choice to take a different road. You want a revolution? These days, another way, no replay, no replay. I think about it this way, time's up. How can I say that's okay? Too late, I should have, could have, made me. Why wait? But in the end, it could be my last big mistake. You want a revolution?
Yeah!
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Thing about the James Bond films is the amazing music from the James Bond movies, and only the finest performers get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And people like Tom Jones, people like Tina Turner, people like Aha. Only the greatest and most enduring bands get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And it's sad because so many brilliant performers have never done a James Bond theme. It's amazing. People like Neil Young.
Bond with your fancy women. Who are you fooling? Nobody.
Have a chance. People like Ethel Merman.
Hey James, come up to my place. Hiya, hiya, a waka waka, hiya, waka wow.
Never did one. People like Morrissey.
I met him at a chip shop. He was in a tuxedo, and then he was gonna save the world. Why, where have you gone? Why did you run? Why, what about me? Why not me? Why?
Never had a chance. Another chance, another great British performer, Robert Smith from The Cure.
I am a spy. Why do I cry? Why do I cry? I'm a spy, I'm a spy. Sunday's sad and Tuesday's dead. I just was lost in a submarine.
I don't know. Who else? Tom Waits. Tom Waits would be good.
I saw a pirate with a leg, a Chinese horse with a stable peg, a chimp with a monkey dancing in the rain. Then I saw old James Bond again.
Anybody else? James Brown. James Brown.
In! Whoa! Hit! Secret! Attaché case! Whoa! Little knife! Hit! Whoa! Switch! Yeah! Whoa! 007!
Oh, People like R.E.M.
Hey, James Bond, you got a gun, you shot me in the face, ow, that hurt.
Never done one. But my favorite, I think, my favorite would be Bob Dylan.
He's everybody run, you were coming in, having fun, didn't you? With a satellite with a laser beam and a paramount and a scream, wouldn't you?
Weird. Thank you.
Cardiff crew. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Thank you.
This one's for the Cardiff crew. One, two, three, four! We ain't done any free, we get blind. We are the innocent, we get bright. Like a toll of batters when we're in court.